So what you know, you're still 26, but what do you feel like you kind of, you know, it's like, okay, so growing up in Ottawa, just you know, and going up to Ottawa without going to any country until your age right now versus, okay, you spend Japan 3 times. What do you think the difference or, you know, the impact that made to you with a little Japanese, you know, experience?
Well, I think just in terms of kind of world experience, you just get to learn patience and to not, when you're kind of approaching a situation you don't really understand,
mm-hmm.
not be too worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you kind of just, you know, it will work itself out.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to give it a chance to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not as, you know, you're not as nervous or as worried about it. Yeah, it just kind of changes your attitude to new situations. You know, because I faced plenty of very ambiguous situations where, you know, I had no idea what the behavior was. I know I had no idea what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, you go with the flow and it'll work itself out.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Okay. じゃあちょっと最後に2、3分日本語で話して。
はい。
うん。日本語は最近使ってる？
少しわかってるよ。
少しわかってる？
はい。
日本人の友達とかオラワにいるの？
ああ、いないです。
いない？
いない。うん、バンクーバーでいるけど、あとはちょっと遠いとか、トロントとかモントリオールの人気です。
ああ、なるほどね。日本の友達と、ホストファミリーと話すときは日本語で話すの？
はい。
日本語で話す？
はい。
ホストファミリーと電話で話したりする？今でも。
あ、電話話せないけど、うん、イメールだけ。
あ、イメールで。イメールも日本語でやるの？
はい。
あ、じゃあ日本語、漢字とか結構書ける？
あ、時々わかる。私の電気辞書も使って、
あ
ー、Eメールわかる。
じゃあ、あの、クリスからEメールを出すときは、ほとんどひらがなで出してるの？
はい、いいです。
ひらがな？
はい。
なるほどね。そっか。Okay. Wow, pretty good.
Wow, it's been quite a while, and it's a little, you know, over
yeah.
the phone.
Well, you'll actually meet a lot of Japanese friends.In business school.
Right.
Which kind of really shocked me, this, you know, there were a couple of, Americans that spoke so fluent Japanese, which kind of really freaked me out, like, you know. Okay, this blonde girl comes up to me and suddenly speaks in Japanese, right? I go, oh my god. Like,
yeah. And you're like, hi.
Hi. There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly.